Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Deborah. How may I help you?
Yes, I was calling because I just want to know. I found that phone number on my bank account. They've been charging me for something, so I just wonder what it is.
Okay. Do you want to give me that zip code? I'll be happy to look up your
Seven
account.
78242.
78242.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. One moment while I look up that up for you.
Right.
What is your first and last name?
Margarita Vargas.
Okay, go ahead and spell your last name for me, please, ma'am.
VARGAS.
V-A.
RGAS Vargas.
VARGAS. Thank you. And what is that first
Yes.
name?
Margarita.
Spell that for me. Okay, I
MARGARITA.
got MARGA.
RITA. Margarita.
RITA. Okay. Because I may have to put your first and last name. Give me just a second. I'm still trying to look that
Okay.
Okay, I see your account. Give me just one moment. If you could verify your shipping address for me, please, ma'am.
It's 5751 Peak Point, San Antonio, Texas,
Okay.
72242.
Just bear with me just a minute while that's pulling your account up.
Come.
And it's still trying to pull you up, so bear with me just a moment. All right, I am showing that on November the 23rd, you ordered the Ninja knife, and that was $7.95. And you have the 72 hours to cancel. And if you fail to do that in that time frame, what it does, it automatically puts you in a membership, which you are charged every month, and it has different things that they do send you. You get it at a discounted price.
The thing is that my car was hacked and I didn't order anything. So for some reason, from the old car to the new car, they like link it when they're trying to charge it. So because I didn't order anything, somebody did. And this one, the second card with the old card, they linked to get that
So you're
charging.
saying fraudulent?
Exactly. Yes. And I was like, what? What is this? So I didn't even know until I went to my bank because that happened three times. I was in Florida. So when I get here and I check my account, three different places, they was using my card for three different things. Not only for you guys, two other things. Three things from different places. So I say, what the heck is going on? So they canceled my old card, and now I have a new card. But when I check my new card, they just trying to collect the money from my new card. Like, it, I don't know how they do that. You guys, I don't know how it is, you know, but I wasn't me. I didn't even know nothing. I didn't have nothing to do with that because I was talking to my bank about it. So I don't know what, how can you guys help me with that, or how to cancel and dispute or do something with that, because I just barely get my new card, and when I see that amount, I say, what is this?
Okay, what I can do is submit this to my supervisor that this is fraudulent, that you said you did not have anything to do with this. You did not order any of the... Okay, give me just one moment. Let me get some information.
Along with the charges that I have for something, when I was in Florida, was like $100 and something. I think I didn't order nothing. I was on vacation and I didn't have time to order anything. So, you know.
Okay, I'm just taking your name and a number where you can be reached. Okay. Okay, I'm going to transfer you now and let them know. Okay, ma'am, I'm having a problem with my screen. It's kind of locking up, so.
Okay.
So I've got your phone number, Maggie, Vargas, and as I said, I'm having a problem with my computer. It's locking up, and your number is 801-577-5846, okay? And someone will be giving you a call back, okay? I do
All
have
right.
that canceled out. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you can hang up the phone.
Go back.
Ma'am, you can hang up the phone. Ma'am.
Oh, okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.